Welcome to the Awakening Conversations podcast, where we dive into the many aspects, challenges, and life-changing lessons that are part of our spiritual awakenings. Through conversations, we are looking to bring you wisdom and perspectives so that you feel more supported and connected as you navigate your own awakening path. We are your hosts, Kate McGee and Amanda Richardson-Meyer. We've both been through our own unique awakening journeys that have changed and transformed our lives. And through these awakening conversations, we will be growing and expanding alongside you. We're so glad to have you join us. Let's dive in. In this episode, Amanda and I discuss new earth relationships and how they serve as catalysts for personal growth. We explore the shift from the old paradigm of relationship to the new paradigm, where partnerships are based on resonance, shared values, and purpose. We share our experience of creating this podcast, even though we'd never met in person before and had only ever had two face-to-face interactions. And through this example, we highlight the power of doing the inner work and following your intuition as it pertains to people and relationships in our lives. We discuss how each relationship we enter is a mirror for our strengths and our shadow, and an opportunity for us to heal and grow. And that new earth relationships based on respect, appreciation, and mutual growth are powerful catalysts for stepping into and being our authentic selves. And finally, we discuss the power of community and finding soul connections, even if those other people are not physically present. Enjoy this episode. Welcome back to the Awakening Conversations podcast. My name is Kate. I'm here with my co-host, Amanda. Today, we want to talk to you about New Earth relationships and relationships in general, how they truly are a catalyst and a vehicle for us to grow. And in the context of what we want to share today, how we can start to see through our own designs how relationships are really here to be mirrors for us, showing us both the shadow and the strengths that we hold within us. And then how we can go on to use those awarenesses to really create relationships, partnerships, collaborations that can really, really serve us, I believe, to step into our purpose. First and foremost, we have sort of mentioned over several different episodes that we are moving out of an old paradigm and into a new one, and that there is an old way that we were relating to each other and a new way that we're kind of moving into creating relationships. That old way of being was very much a victim oppressor, or sometimes it could be the teacher and the student, but that being where there's a really big gap, that one has all the answers, the other one needs the answers. And then within that, that dynamic can be somewhat healthy if the people inside that dynamic are healthy. And it can also be very unhealthy where, you know, people are stuck in modes of seeking that support outside of themselves to realize things, and someone sort of dangling that as a carrot. I've definitely had experiences, and I know Amanda has too. And as we move into this new paradigm, new earth, we are really looking at who are the people we truly resonate with? Who do we feel connected to? And there's within that, it's because of similar visions, similar values, similar standards, similar goals and soul purpose that we're here to express and be part of in communities. And so as you go about your own awakening journey, really beginning to discern who those people are. So that's a little bit about just the old paradigm and the new paradigm that we're stepping into. But we want to start off by sharing with you then how we came to create this podcast, seemingly sort of out of thin air, sort of, and then really dive into this experience of relationship that Amanda and I have had. So Amanda, great to see you. Do you want to start by telling our story, our origin story, how this came to be? And then we can sort of chat about, you know, how this is different for us in the lens of like, I feel like we're in a new earth style relationship here, and we can start unpacking this topic.
So for those that have listened to our podcast before, you might know that Kate is Australian, living in Japan. I'm from the United States. I'm living in central Mexico with my family. And we have never met in person. However, last year we were both participating in an energy guide certification program through someone we both knew, and that's how we met. We met through this program, and we were on some calls together, and we did an exchange of leading each other on two different occasions. But that was really it. You know, it's not like we've had a lot of conversations. However, we started following each other on Instagram, and we seemed to interact with each other's whatever stories that we posted. And honestly, I'm drawing a blank on what the exact thing, post, story was that triggered this. However, Kate responded to something I posted, and then this impulse arose within me to present this idea for doing a podcast. All right, I have this idea. I think it'd be so cool if we had these conversations with people. We're exploring spirituality. I had this template someone else was using, but a completely different genre of conversations. And I thought it'd be really cool to do this with regards to awakening stories, telling stories around awakenings. And I wrote this like probably a paragraph, and I said, would you maybe want to do this? And I clicked enter, and then I'm like, what the heck did I just do? She probably thinks I'm weird presenting this. My brain kicked in and said, you know, the rational, logical aspect of me was wondering what my intuition just allowed me to do. And I was like, well, I sent it. Okay. And then she responded, I love that idea. That sounds awesome. And then from there, we made a plan to get on a call. And then this project unfolded of what we thought it would look like. And we started planning all of the steps to like, what do we need to research? What do we need to do to make this happen? And so we started for months. We were getting on a Zoom call once a week. We'd have assignments for ourselves of things to do in between our calls to make progress on this project. And then eventually, many months later, we launched it. And now we're 20-something episodes into this podcast. So we can look back and see that it was a practice for me of just allowing my intuition to guide me. I can see very clearly where my brain wasn't stopping me in that moment. And so I did something that I wouldn't have done had my logical reasoning stepped in. And then there was something intuitively sensing that Kate was the right person to do this project with. And that led her to say yes. And also you had had a conversation with somebody just the previous week where you had been thinking something similarly. So there was something in our field that wanted to do something like this. And it was just that right moment in time for us to, me to say it, you to say yes. And then that got the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And saying all that, both of us have really grown through this process. We can look at it and see that we each have brought qualities and skills to this partnership that had we been doing this on our own, we both have acknowledged that we probably wouldn't have made this happen because our own personal blocks would have derailed us much earlier on in the process. However, because we were doing it together, like I took certain aspects of it, you did certain aspects, and we just kind of, completed everything that was needed to be done, which wouldn't have been the case. I know for myself, I would have gotten to certain points and be like, oh, I'm just going to get distracted and go work on something else. Mm-hmm. And that project would have gone to die. Mm-hmm. However, because there was someone else that I had committed to doing this with, I showed up differently, I would say. And through the process, I realized that I grew during this growth period because I realized that I, there was like a self-sabotage I had where at the beginning I was like waiting to the last minute to do my tasks. And then, but I do them because we were scheduled. And so I would do them. And then, but after over time, I stopped needing to wait to the last minute to do things. And it was like, almost I healed that aspect of me that put things off. That was, and I think that aspect of self-sabotage comes from this doubt that I have of like, oh, this isn't actually going to work out, or a little bit of perfectionism that, oh, if I'm not going to do it perfectly, I'm not going to do it at all, sort of thing. So because, you were, for me, like you were this accountability partner to show up and to make sure that I held up my end of the bargain. And I think some of those patterns just kind of went away through the process. And also I will say that you were very forgiving. Like if there are times where I was, couldn't show up or I was late or something like that, you were forgiving. And then I wanted to show up better because like you held, it was like this, you had expectations, but at the same time, you were also understanding. And so I think I was able to be a little bit more forgiving and understanding of myself. What about for you? Can you think of in terms of how you've grown or what has it cultivated in you that maybe, yeah, how are you different now than say almost a year ago?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you say that, you know, if you had to, you know, change one of our appointments and I was forgiving, you know, what I think really, as you said, that reminded me is that I saw how you showed up for our calls and, you know, what you brought. And I was like, okay, I got to up level to that. Like, I want to hold myself to what I see and feel like I was receiving from you. And so it really did help me, I think, like, show up in a way that I don't show up for myself, right? Because it, like you said, if I had have decided I wanted to do a podcast on my own, there was many points in what I learned through us that going through that planning stage where I would have stopped, especially when it got technical because my brain would have just like fritzed out. But that was amazing because that made sense to you. And I was like, oh, thank God. You know, and so there's this beautiful way that we could navigate this process where you could steer the ship. And then, you know, I honestly felt like you steered most of the ship. And I was like, I'm just trying to do the best I can to like make sure I'm putting in as much effort, you know. And I mean, I just really wanted to show up because I was like, okay, this woman knows so much that I don't know and I value that. So how can I bring as much as I can to at least make her feel like I'm worth being a partner with? So, you know, it made me really, really want to put in. And I think that's what helped us then make progress and move forward. And then eventually when we both kind of knew we were ready, but we might've been hesitating and like, are we actually going to do it? I was like, okay, you know what? Let's pick the date. We did move it one time, but that was only simply because the amount of work to get to that point, just, you know, we were consistent.
And
we did
it.
It was a lot. We had a date and it was a goal. So, you know, yeah, it just was like getting into a dance with somebody that was like, wow, I really want to show up for this. It feels good to have a partnership take me beyond where I would take myself, you know, and it's felt so good to have support. And it's really made me see the power of collaboration with the right person, because I've definitely had moments and times and experiences where that collaboration didn't work. And we can get into why we believe this works too in terms of our design. So, you know, yeah, that was really something that helped me also see that, you know what, when you do commit, and this is one of my design elements, my gifts I'm working into is commitment. What can come of that, you know? And so that's one of the things. And I think then through the actual process of us, you know, doing that commitment, putting out the episodes in the umbrella of awakenings, you know, something that I've really wanted to be sharing about, something that feels like it's what I'm here to talk about. And to start voicing more and more of what we've been talking about. I've felt and seen how this, we created a platform for ourselves to truly be our authentic selves. And I can remember our very first episode when we recorded that, like, you know, there's so much we wanted to say, and we said it, we recorded the first episode like 3 times, but you know, it opened the door. And 24, I think we're at this episode, or 25, I can see over that period how it's been this like constant letting go a little bit more, like stepping out. And that to me is one of the most beautiful things that's come from this, is just making that claim and having someone by my side who sees me, accepts me, values what I have to say in all of what, you know, internally feels like a narrative of like, people are going to think you're crazy, and you don't. And I can just sit here, look across the screen at you, say all the wild things that went across my mind and run through my heart, and you just smile back at me and agree, and like, we have a conversation. So it's been really healing, I think, and it's really helped me accept and deepen into that truth, and like actually using your voice. I know there's still many internal like limitations that I'm, you know, can bust through, but this is the journey. You know, I feel like this is the whole thing is very healing for that purpose as well. So it's like really felt like stepping into a part of the purpose work, but actually being in the doing of it. You know, it's opening more doors for me to go, okay, where else can I be in this energy outside of our conversation? So anything else for you?
Yeah. Totally about our throats opening, allowing this space where I can allow what wants to come through to come through. And I've always felt that, you know, if I go there with people, they look at me. Depends upon who the person is. They might look at me like I have 3 heads or something. Yeah, to like create the space where we can say what is on our mind, on our hearts. And it is like we're just talking to each other, but really people are listening. There's an audience that we have no idea who's listening. So
yeah,
that is very healing. And it's been really nice to have people come on and tell us that sharing their stories has also been healing. Mm-hmm. And really, I think we've created the structure that we enjoy this process. Mm-hmm. And I think there can be this desire to want to know, like, what is the result of doing something, right? What is this reaching people? Mm-hmm. And what I know of how things impact works is that we don't know what the impact is of us being our truly authentic selves. Mm-hmm. We don't know who's going to listen to something and it's going to touch them in a particular way. Mm. And if we have certain, like, oh, we need to have this many subscribers and we need to meet these goals, or it's not a success and we're just going to close this down, we miss out on the growth that comes for ourselves through this process that we're having, that we're still opening, we're still seeing where this wants to go. And and also we're missing out. We're wanting, it's almost like we're trying to control what this is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And so I think making it be something where we've made it so we can fit it into our lives, right? Like we have a flow, right, of how we're doing it. And so making it so it's sustainable in a way where we can continue this process and, you know, sticking with it for as long as we have, I think that shows us like what's possible when we stick with something, right? And the results aren't always the metrics, right? It's this container that we've created for ourselves to grow within Because, right, like through this relationship, we are allowing what wants to come through,
mm-hmm.
which without it, what is the alternative? Like keeping that, all that stuck? Yeah, it feels repressive in a way. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even as you describe it, like I just in this moment can't imagine how different I would feel if we weren't having these conversations, you mm-hmm. know, like the amount of energy I feel like we are able to move through us by literally talking and expressing. It is changing who I am, you know, and I, if I look back on my past, I have longed for an experience of being the real me, you know, and being the authentic me, expressing authentic expression, you know, how many times I've written that in my journal or, you know, said it. And here I am getting to express, like in this, in our format, it's through our voices, you know, for others, it might be through other mediums. But if there's anything, you know, in what we're saying here is like finding the relationships, if that's the portals, the places to do it, because in the doing of it, and I don't know, I mean, I think the relationship part just, it's like we're holding space for each other, you know, mm-hmm. and like, if I did do this on my own, I might express myself, but there'd be a whole world of doubt,
judgment
surrounding
like,
it. Yeah, you know,
no one listened to that one. I must have sucked.
Yeah,
like,
you know
what I mean. Like,
yes. And so the power of the relationship is that, you know, I guess I can't really quite find the words, but it does. It just feels like when you do find the right person to be in a collaboration with and a partnership with. And, mm-hmm. you know, it is this kind of, you know, I want to do this with my hands. Like there's a match. Like I just feel like some of my spaces you filled in and I feel like vice versa. And then we can like, you know, work with that. It creates a way for us both to be in such a massive growth opportunity. So, you mm-hmm. know, for those listening, this I think is an example for us because I really feel like this is a new earth style of being relationship and like how powerful it really has been in our lives. Like what a catalyst. Because, you know, I have friends that I can have this conversation with, but we do that one-to-one and then we go about our lives. You know, yes, mm-hmm. in some way we don't see the people listening, but we've thrown it out. And as you said, when we have some guests on and they're expressing, thank you for creating this platform for these conversations, you know, wow, okay, we showed up to something that felt like something we wanted to do, but we've created mm-hmm. a place for other people to be in their authentic expression as well. So there's a trusting that I think comes with like you sending me that message, me feeling the hell yes, us coming together, and then having to work through our own inner, you know, blocks and things before we even pressed his, you know, upload on our first episode of like, what does it mean to commit to that? What does it mean to show up even when we feel the fear and the worry and the doubt and we don't know how it's going to turn out? And is this a good use of our time? And, you know, will this be valuable? Will people like it? Like, who knows? Mm-hmm. I'm sure some people listen and like that. I don't like it. Okay, no problem. You know, but that's
good
not
we
what
don't
it's,
know. Or we don't
right,
know,
exactly.
So that's okay.
But that's not what it's for, you know, like
yeah.
in and of itself, like if no one listened, here we are and we've had this growth experience and like the partnership and the relationship has been so powerful to show up for each other in this way. And, you know, I think the vehicle of choosing it to be a place for our authenticity and our mm-hmm. soul expression has been really powerful.
Yeah, and almost it's like, really, it's, I can see why it doing something like this is not easy for a lot of people because it's, we are choosing to give people a window into who we are
mm-hmm.
that, yeah, that we maybe what we would otherwise keep it a bit hidden
mm-hmm.
or, and so, yes, we made the choice like, okay, I'm going to kind of like break the band-aid off and allow myself to release the inhibition, the societal programming that tells me that I need to hide who I am. And it's just, we've let ourselves, but in a way it's safer because we're not doing it alone.
Mm.
And You know, we have someone to reflect back to us, you know, oh, I really liked that idea or that thought process. Whereas, yes, we can be in our head analyzing it and judging it. And if we don't, you know, we have these expectations and then those expectations are not met. And then it's like, okay, that's too uncomfortable to continue. And so, yeah, it allows us to go further than we would go. Had we ventured, it's like, if you're going to go on like a journey, right? Like this is a bit of a journey. You're going to go on like a big hike and, bring someone that maybe has some skills that where you're deficient, right? If you get lost or it's hard, it's like, I remember I was editing one of our episodes and I was just feeling really bummed listening to myself talk. Like I was being super judgmental. I was feeling down, and then that episode did pretty well. And you said so, or you commented on that. I was like, well, that's good, because I was feeling pretty low on that one. So, and then you came back and you said, you know, like, I really admire, like along the lines of like, I really admire how you're able to do this. And it's like, we can see things about each other that maybe we can't see about ourselves. And in that regards, it's like a relationship where someone's reflecting back the powerful aspects of us that we minimize, that we downplay, right? Because like you were just saying about me that like, you know, you were trying to level up and I was trying to like not be some flighty Aquarian person in the sky. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do structure to meet her where she's at. And so, yeah, I think that, when the going gets rough, it's like having someone else to like keep pushing you along is really valuable.
Yeah. And I think what you're really highlighted too is we don't easily, all of us humans, easily see our gifts and our strengths, I think, as well, because they feel just very like innate to us, right? And we only have our experience of ourselves, and what feels easy to us doesn't mean it's not a gift, right? This is something I'm coming to learn. Like what feels easy to me, I don't take that as anything special or valuable. Yet when I see someone do something, I kind of like, oh, that's amazing. You know what I mean? And yet vice versa. So it's an opportunity for us to see what our true strengths are, because it's mirrored back to us in through the lens of the partnership and the relationship, and get that sort of outside view of like, actually, I need to value this part of me more, you know, because I know my own personal experience is always that what I can't do, I feel like I must learn. And therefore, if I could learn that, then that's a value to me. And I dismiss anything else that I am able to do as it's just me, like, oh, yeah, it's just me. But actually, no, that's there I am. That's my gifts. Like, yeah, embrace that, love that. You know, that's not normal for everybody that I can think in that way or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, like I remember, I think early on, it kind of just happened where you were doing the intros and I'm like, oh, she's really good at that. And like old me would have been like, oh, I need to step up and like figure out how to do intros. And I'm like, why? Like, I'm just let her do it.
Yeah.
Because she's good at it. And I don't have to do that part. Like, I don't have to pretend I'm good at something that maybe I'm not necessarily. And at the same time, I think we can also learn from each other too, as far as, you know, picking up some strengths where maybe not going to be like the best at it, but also just like we can see like, okay, like let me try to emulate that a little bit and kind of try that on of like how, you know, some of things can rub off a little bit, but we don't, I don't necessarily have to. So it's that like, I don't know, something where we learn that like we have to be good at everything. Like I think it's in school. Yeah. It's like you want to have A's in all the grades, and it's like, or it's just like, what if
you're not smart, focused right?
on, right? If you're not smart, if you don't get A's in all the classes. So it's this this idea that if we're deficient in any areas, there's something to be ashamed about.
Yeah.
Or as it's like, let's just work on our gifts and see the gifts in others and let them use those gifts and shine in those areas. And we don't have to, there's no competition, right? Like we're coming from the old model of competition rather than when we see someone else shine, we maybe feel like, oh, that says something about us that, you know, I'm deficient because they're shining versus like, how can we all shine?
Well, I mean, exactly, because we all have our unique strengths. So it's really celebrating someone else's unique strengths and then celebrating your own. And I will say I've learned so much from you in this process. Like, my world's changed. I'm like, I now do know all these new things I can do. Like, I definitely don't do them as well as you do, but I'm like, you've opened the door for me to like all these new ways of like thinking even about my own business, how I can operate. Like, I was like, it's been so, so, so valuable. And, you know, we've recently did an exchange of, I have a new offering on Tether sessions. And so Amanda was a receiver of that for me. And then there was a way that she could return that for me of helping me inside my business to get some clarity. And, you know, even in that, there's this beautiful way of just give and receive. And like, you know, something you said the other day, like we don't have a contract in place for any of this, but there's just, it really works well of like, I have something that you might need, you have something that I might need. And then like, how can we exchange energy, the appreciation of each other's time? If that goes outside of that, then, you know, I'm happy to give you some money for that. That would feel good. Like, we've really working together relationally in such a new way where I feel like there's a deep level of respect that, I don't know, feels just so different and so good. And like we're equals and yet so different. And I can really value what you have and you value what I have. And like, you know, how can we kind of like just work it into each other's lives where we might need it from each other? And, you know, it's a really beautiful thing.
We hope you're enjoying today's episode of the Awakening Conversations podcast. And if you are, we'd love for you to hit subscribe. This helps us enormously to grow our channel and to get these conversations in front of more and more people. We really appreciate you being here and tuning in. So let's now return to today's episode.
Something you mentioned before is made me think of, you know, we're also moving out of that sort of lone wolf, you know, style. Like, I've got to do everything myself and, you know, trudge, 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 work, 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 grind, grind, grind to have success, copy someone else's model, blah, blah, blah. We've talked a lot about here too that, you know, this is an amazing partnership that's worked. It's not always the case. And so I want to kind of spread into that direction where we've had these experiences too, where trying to create a partnership or a collaboration hasn't really worked. And also really talking about too how that can also be because of the designs of who we are. So when we say design, we're talking about our astrology, our human design, our gene keys. And so why it's also powerful for us to know ourselves in those ways and how that can really help us understand what are good partnerships for us. And yet, let's not even use the word good partnership for me, because what we really want to go on to chat about here is how, you know, any experience we have is of extreme value. So Amanda, you have got an example of some other collaboration that you ventured into that wasn't quite the love story that we've created.
So I realized in the past day or two that really I think I was open to this creation because I was in the working with my gene keys. And for those of you, you know, we've talked about gene keys before. However, if you're not aware, there's three sequences within the gene keys. The first one is called the genius. That's about basically your internal self, your internal work, who you are as a person. The next one is the Venus sequence, the love sequence, and that's about relationship and your how you interact both within romantic relationship, but also business partnership, how you relate to others, and then the final sequence is about prosperity and how you exist kind of like the larger world and how are you like compensated and supported with that. And so I was today working with my core wound, which is the sphere. It's like the junction between the Venus sequence and also the prosperity. It's connected to, it's like the end of the relationship series and the beginning of the prosperity. And that's like your core wound. It's like this, your deepest wound is kind of, it's in a way, it's going to be with you. It's going to hold you back. It's going to be something that you have to work through. And mine is about honesty and dishonesty, transparency, intimacy. That's my core wound. And I recognize that at the same time that I opened up to this partnership with Kate, I also separately created another collaboration, not on the same level as this one, much smaller. There was something I think that changed in me from this gene key process where I was open to partnership where I don't think I was in the past. I think I was more closed off from trusting another person, kind of like, oh, I'm just going to do it myself. I don't know. I don't trust that someone's going to be there for me. There was like this, I don't know, protection that I had around me, this wall that I didn't want to step into a relationship in this regard. And so, but I think through the work, I was just naturally open. And so I started this collaboration and I thought the relationship with this person was good. And then, you know, I don't know, probably like 5 or 6 months down the road, we had an experience or something came out of left field and I felt pretty betrayed by this person. And that was kind of it. So the realizations that I'm coming to almost like 6 months later is that relationship was there to show me something about me as well. It wasn't there, you know, as I've worked through the feelings of betrayal and maybe the hurt that I felt from how the relationship transpired. I can see that person was a bit of a mirror for me and showing me some things about that wound, actually, that core wound and aspects about me. Like this person actually has the similar astrology to me. And so there is sometimes two signs aren't necessarily complementary, right? But I think there are similarities in how this person behaved. And I could see that maybe in certain parts of my life, I might have behaved that way, not to the same degree, but like, you know, sometimes there's aspects of us. When we can look at it from a higher perspective, we can see that maybe it's two sides of the same coin in a way, right? And so what role did I play in this relationship? So yeah, I think it's interesting to see how I opened up to these two relationships at the same time, and they both have had a lot of growth for me, even though they've transpired very differently. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm grateful that, you know, I've seen what's possible and I've also learned from the other one, but maybe if I only had the other one, I might be more closed off to collaboration and partnership because like, oh, I got burned on that one. I don't want to go there again. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in retrospect, I'm grateful to have tried, right? And I think that when we can use relationships, however they transpire, and reflect on them and really wonder like what was that relationship for? What was the purpose of that relationship? I'll share that one time in an ayahuasca ceremony, part of one, it was just like it just was like showing me all these people in my life, like from, you know, my mom, you know, people in very close proximity to people who I've had like not great interactions with, like how they're all just, they are all my teachers, mm-hmm. all of them. And wow. so, and like when we can see that we've, like I'm a teacher for, you know, for others, and mm-hmm. we agreed probably as souls that mm-hmm. we are going to come here and have these interactions to learn from them, then we can walk away from experiences more empowered and, you know, understand that there's a reason why we entered into such an agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think just always remembering that our soul has literally chosen every single person that comes into our lives. Now, mm-hmm. I can say that with ease today. Yeah, there's been several moments in my life in the recent 7 years where I was like, wouldn't have easily have said that, because there were people in my life where I was just like causing me a whole lot of pain. And interestingly, how that has been tied up in a form of partnership of collaboration. And yeah, just in this moment, thinking of some of the really, really challenging ones, you know, even in those dark, dark times, I think one of the big lessons it was teaching me, one in particular, was compassion. It was understanding. And I can remember at the time, you know, I was deeply kind of trying to align myself, not trying to align myself, but unpack this spiritual idea of we are all souls. And that person is a soul, and they're a human, and they're an asshole of a human, but he's a soul too. And it's like, so if I'm a soul, he's a soul. If I'm, you know, underneath his, all of that outward human projection, you know, he has the potential to know himself in a greater way. And that he could be way nicer if he did that, but his journey is just simply not that. And how I could come to a place to not hate and to not judge and to not keep that separation. It was a big learning for me at that time of, you know, the separation, how keeping others, you know, I don't like those people, I like those people, perpetuates this idea of separation, you know, perpetuates the old paradigm of us and them. You know, we're not going to get anywhere with that. We have to have that understanding of we're all here as souls having human experiences, and we express that human experience completely differently depending on what our soul chose to come here and learn. I think we all as a soul have an opportunity to, or as a human have an opportunity to know ourselves as the soul. If perhaps we're exposed to that and the soul wanted that, you know, our mentor Vanessa always says that not everybody's here to remember. Some are here literally just to go through the quagmire of it all, the challenge of it all, to not awaken. And so I don't need to judge that person. I can just accept that. I can accept that he wants to be like that, or, you know, he is like that. I'm going to just hands off. So, you know, yeah, it's deeply learning, you know, there's a lot, the depth that we can learn, even in our most challenging experiences. And we had a woman that we interviewed yesterday, Isabella Young, who has been through incredibly challenging relationship experiences, where she is able to truly stand in a place of seeing the value of some very horrific experiences to go through with other human beings, and know truly that at a soul level how that was for her. And she spoke to those incredible lessons. And so yes, you know, relationships are fuel for our growth, both in the positive and the negative. And I think, you know, to come back to our designs, it's been such a powerful exploration for both of us to dive into the gene keys, the human design, and even astrology for me, like all three combined. And the more time you spend with them and the more you come back to them, the more you unpack for yourself. And it gives you this beautiful template and roadmap to really even be sort of engaged in your own growth. Like you said, of this particular gene key when it came to relationships, like, okay, yes, one didn't turn out so good, but you learned a lot from it. The other one, here we are having this conversation. But, you know, I can think of an example for myself of a collaborative process that we wanted to go into. And it was a friend of mine,
And she was this person who had these amazing ideas, and it swept you up, swept everybody up, swept a large group of people up into, yes, this idea, this idea, this idea. And we were in a meeting with this woman wanting to lead this process of ideas. And that just, for me, as a very grounded, practical Virgo who needs the, like, well, how are we going to make this happen? I don't really know what her sign is, but I think it must be an air sign. It was just, I just felt like I was like trying to grab onto these ideas and be like, okay, wonderful. How are you going to make that happen? What do you want to do with that? Like, and trying to even engage her in a conversation in that way was just like, you couldn't pin her down. It was really, really hard to work with her. And in the end, we didn't, because it just would be like, you know, you couldn't pin her down to take action. It's like, well, you're not going to get anywhere simply with that. And if you're not willing to kind of like come down and like plant some roots. So, you know, knowing in that is a strength of mine, but also knowing when the collaborations are right for you to enter into with your energy. And, you know, is that person willing to really collaborate, I guess, and come into that partnership too? You know, if they're an ideas person, ground their ideas and with your grounded energy, or vice versa. So I just wanted to highlight that one as an example as well.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I'm airy. I'm very airy. Mm-hmm. And I don't, and as you're talking, I'm like, probably maybe both of us 3 to 5 years ago, maybe you would have been too structured.
Mm.
Maybe like, you know, mm-hmm. in your earthiness, and me too ungrounded, not ready to be anchored down. Mm-hmm. And so I think the timing in terms of our own personal growth and evolution mm-hmm. to get us to the place where my air and your earth can complement in each other versus, you know, no, don't try to nail me down. I don't have structure. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I and can't I'm stuck appreciate in the all ground. This air mm-hmm. because you haven't. Yeah. You know, I feel like probably there's this process where we both own the aspects of who we are, but also try to balance them, right? Like mm-hmm, not mm-hmm. be too extreme or unconscious of how they're running the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for myself in the past, my poor husband, I feel like he was very good at bringing me to my own awareness. There's some honking right now of my ability to just like talk, wander, mm-hmm. and like him reflecting back this to me, I think allowed me to cultivate a sense of self-awareness of, okay, I'm not the only person in this conversation. You know, it's a conversation is a two-way street. It's just not mm-hmm. just me talking. Mm. And so, yes, I think that I still can talk for a long time and my thoughts can go to many wandering random places, but it's not where it was in my less unconscious phase of life. And it's a more aware of my mind than I used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's like personal work. It's like becoming conscious of my tendencies, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, when we're just on autopilot, not really aware of how we are, those tendencies can be amplified and mm-hmm. Kind of on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll say, you know, while Virgo is grounded, Virgo is also very like self, or at least in my chart, there's like so many planets and my Virgo's in my first house of self. So there's a selfishness that I've had, and I didn't like being told that by my husband that I was selfish, but sometimes I like have to be reminded, like, there's someone else in this relationship. Like, you know, it's hard because it's like, that's how I operate. I think about self. There's so much, you know, in my chart that's self-focused because it's about the self-love, growth, blah, 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 blah. You know, and that was something that I learned through
deeply exploring that. And I was like, okay, oh God, he was right. There it is. All those planets making me think about myself all the time. However, that is in service of other people, but maybe not necessarily my husband. It's the people who want to learn the things that I learned about doing the self-work. But yeah, you know, I have to really, in relationship, be very mindful of that tendency within me. And it's a work to think about other people, but to just watch when I might just, you know, pull all that energy into what I'm doing, you know. And as there's a relationship here as well. So it's, you know, there's a big lesson and growth edge for me in relationships, different, you know, dynamic, but to be aware of my design and how that works and how that affects other people. So, you know, there's a lot we can learn, I guess we've said, through relationship as mirrors, through our designs, you know, and how we can be in deeper relationships with other people. And yeah.
So I think what, through this exploration of this conversation, is that, like, really through our own personal work, we can then enter relationships in a new way, right? One where, like, for us, it's, we've created a container that on a shared interest, a shared topic, a shared vision, right? But it's also, it's like amplified our personal growth in a way that we couldn't have done this growth on our own, right? Because the growth has come through doing something that we probably wouldn't have continued on our own. And so I think through doing our own personal work, like, we didn't come into this partnership as maybe some of the old energy of, like, maybe competition or comparison, jealousy, that sort of thing, where it's kind of like we're adversarial versus, like, we're complementary and building each other up. So, like, I think because of the work that we both have done in our own personal lives, we entered this from a new place, and then it's pushed us further in our growth. I think if people have had an aversion, a resistance, a fear to, maybe you've been in partnership and you've had maybe not favorable experiences, I think that partnerships, like, even the partnership that didn't work out for me, it's like, because of my own personal work that I've done, I was able to respond in a way that I wouldn't have responded previously. Like, there would have been maybe more drama. There would have been more, I don't know, feeling the need to, like, talk about it with other people, or, you know, just like the victim energy. Like, and so I think that we can come to relationships have more power for us when, as we are on this growth journey, on this awakening journey. And so when we feel the nudge to take action in a way that feels inspired, that there might be something in it for us, whether it's for the short term, however long it ends up being for, it's part of the process for us to say yes, you know, to say yes to something. And so really, like, cultivating that intuition, right? Because that's what allowed this to happen, was intuition that I was cultivating, and kind of getting out of our own ways and just saying yes to something new that, you know, this is the result of, I mean, it shows that we can create something new, right? I think we see people like, maybe that have successful businesses, or they have successful YouTube channels or podcasts, or they create something for themselves. Like, this is how it happens. It starts with, like, an impulse to do something new and taking action. Yeah. So I think as we do the work for ourselves, it puts us in circumstances where the people that match those vibrations are going to be, right? And therefore it can show us what's possible, what new dynamics are possible within relationships versus maybe what we learned through our families of origins or through, you know, this trauma of school and those previous relationships where, yeah, it's just a different way of being. I feel like I interact with people differently this year as a result. Like, you know, I'm much more friendly, I think, at dog parks and just like in my neighborhood in general. It's like, I want to go out into the world and be like, I have less of a fear of connecting with people, I feel. Maybe I'm less closed off than I used to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think what you're also saying here too is that as we have our awakening experiences, you know, they're very challenging in the fact that, you know, we can wake up to who am I really? All of these old beliefs that I have that I don't believe them, they don't serve me. And yet they come from our, you know, families, friends, communities, whatnot. And in that early stage of our awakening, that is a super isolating thing to experience, to all of a sudden feel completely different to the people that we used to relate to and not relate to them anymore. And so the process of doing that inner work to do the healing and know yourself in a new way, who is this authentic me? Who is this soul expression of me that I've awoken to? This, what is this stirring in me? And what, who do I become if I begin to follow it, speak it, share it, do it? This is also the process too of you, through that work, refining that authentic expression to find those aligned people that do match your new frequency, your new vibration, as you're continually growing and continually refining and, you know, continually becoming more and more the truth of who you are, that this is also then, I think, an amazing example of us having done that work of like finding your soul tribe or your soul group or your soul family, like, because you're saying yes to that authentic expression. You're saying yes to the truth of who you are. You're saying yes to knowing who that is. And in that process, you really do change the vibration you give off, the energy you give off. And we felt that. We felt a match. We felt a connection without knowing each other. You know, we had a two face-to-face experiences of each other prior to a bit of back and forth text exchange over Instagram, a suggestion of a podcast. And like, I didn't have an ounce of no in me when you said that. Like, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get to know this person. But honestly, on a soul level, there's something else happening there. You know, like, you know, let's bring it back to that. Like, the soul level, we agreed to do this. We wanted this experience. And we had to do that inner work to know that in ourselves for this moment to kind of culminate. And so the power of your awakening experience, the power of your healing journey, the power of you showing up for that authentic you is what then helps you find these people to get to then have amazing experiences like we've had in this particular example, to co-create something, just to even be in relationship. You know, I think the fact that we do a podcast together is just this beautiful platform where we get to know each other. And then learn from each other and grow and like, okay, this is how you and I get to experience each other every other week or every week is through a computer screen. One day I hope to actually meet you in person.
I imagine we will.
You might be taller or shorter than I think you are in my mind, but you know, that's the beauty and the value of us. These awakening experiences, these awakening journeys, when we find those other souls that we are here to be in community with, even if they don't live in the same town as you. The beauty of that, you know, I reflected on that literally this morning because community is part of my design as well. And I know it's coming in the future because I do, I've said this a million times, I live in a small Japanese village where I don't have any people in person and I crave that. You know, if I flick through social media, that's the thing that I get sad about the most is like seeing people hanging out with their friends in person in nice places. So I value that I've been able to find people online, you know, and like that we can have such a strong connection and without the physical fact that we hang out and have coffee or whatever, you know, like there's a multitude of ways that we can now experience connection. So, you know, an inspiration for people, especially through their awakenings, that if you haven't got them in your immediate vicinity, my life is an example for you of they're out there. You put yourself in the situations and the places where you're dedicated to your growth, which is that program that we both did. I met Amanda, here we are, and we have this, you know, this amazing, I think, podcast.
connection and, you know, just relationship where we're growing together and yet we didn't know each other a year ago and it's been powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. Yeah.
Thanks.
I thank you for thinking my message was crazy.
Oh, I loved it. I really loved it. I was just like, I felt like the universe had answered a prayer.
Oh,
yeah.
And, you know, I think that's just one of those confirmations from the universe that, you know, when we feel those impulses to act on them and without really needing to know why and seeing what happens and really not needing to know how something's going to turn out for you to commit, take steps to moving in towards a vision, right? Because the new earth is going to be a result of our visions and the visions start with a single step, right? That's part of my Gene Keys is it's called invincibility. It's about taking the first step. And that's how we, you know, we're in a rut, we're in a pattern and creating something new starts with one step going in a different direction and holding the vision of where we're going, but also not being attached to what it exactly looks like and trusting that by taking these steps, we're going someplace new.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want it to be aligned. You want it to feel good. And this felt good for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
We figured out a way for it to work for us. And and realizing that it's like we get to decide how we're going to operate. Like we get to make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is part of this unlearning process is like letting go of the external rules of like how we're supposed to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that through getting to know ourselves, we can create things that work for us. I think, anything else you want to say or shall we?
Yeah, I think we'll wrap it up and just wish everyone out there to have an experience like this and show up as the true you and keep doing that because you will find the people who are really like soul matches. And it's really a beautiful experience to have when you finally get to have those really beautiful soul connections, which is really what we're moving towards with this new earth. And, you know, hold your vision, work towards that vision, as Amanda said, because that is what is bringing those people in. That is what we're creating. Commit to it because there's no blueprint for it. It hasn't happened yet. So don't fear what you feel is a potential because we have to create it. And that's really the time that we're moving into. So thank you, Amanda.
Don't let people tell you that you're crazy.
Yes, exactly. Listen to our podcast. We're technically labeled crazy. Like, you're not crazy. It's amazing. So thank you, Amanda. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll join you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to your favorite podcast platform or to our YouTube channel so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. Be sure to head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, for the resources mentioned in this episode. Here you can also leave your questions, comments, or feedback so we can create more episodes that you love. And if you'd like to be a guest to share your own awakening journey with our listeners, or you have a business or offering that supports others going through their awakenings, head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, click on Be a Guest, and we'll be in touch. Until next time, take care.